constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go right back to the phones. John in Barbados. John, aloha. Thank you very much for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, coming back to this nonsense with the Catholic Church, I've been reading studies that have been done recently. And since the turn of the last century, it appears that there are about 380,000 people missing in Ireland alone. Now, I mean, from my perspective, this religious nonsense has to stop. This promotion of this myth. We've got to proscribe the Catholic Church. Henry VIII.
Well, it's not just the Catholics. I'm sorry, it's not just the Catholics. The reality is good people are going to do good things, bad people are going to do bad things, and both will use religion as their excuse.
Well, unfortunately, Michael, the majority of this nonsense is going on with the Catholicism, and I think that's got to stop. I mean, yes, I mean, children are damaged all over the world. I mean, it is completely obvious that the American military target women and children as their main enemy. They have done since the turn of the 18th century with the Indian Wars and what have you.
Yes.
Why would you target with your modern weapons, you know, these laser-guided weapons, why would you target children's orphanages and schools and hospitals and universities in Libya?
Well, Kiev is doing exactly the same thing in eastern Ukraine right now. They've hit a couple of hospitals and schools.
Exactly. So this nonsense just has to stop.
I would absolutely agree. I mean, looking at all of this destruction on children, I get physically ill. You know, this story about coming, when I saw the movie Philomena and it looked like it was just this one institution, that was bad. And now to find out it was systemic. And over the weekend, we ran this story where there are now over 30 of these mass graves of children associated with Catholic institutions, most of them in Canada, connected to those residence schools. And it is, I question the holiness of an institution that would treat innocent, unoffending children this way, because regardless of what you think their mothers may have done, being a sin, you don't punish and stigmatize the children for that. And yet that apparently was the attitude. Oh, this child is the product of sex out of wedlock, therefore they're inferior human beings and not deserving of our love and concern and consideration. I find that absolutely appalling.
Well, there's a gentleman, a sergeant, who was in the British military. He's now in a mental institution for questioning what happened to the 15 children that were adopted from one of these schools by Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip in 1967, none of which have been heard of since. None.
Well,
then
I know.
What
and
happened
this,
to those children?
This goes back to that situation that was detailed in the movie Philomena. The records were destroyed, so nobody could know where they went or who, you know, what happened to them. And basically, it was supposed to be for the privacy and protection of the children and the parents, but it was actually to cover up the fact that these kids were simply being sold to wealthy people who wanted to adopt. And it was just another money-making opportunity, as was the slave labor. These mothers were made to work incredibly long hours at these commercial laundries, taking in laundry from the community for which the church got paid to deal with the laundry, and these women were made to work. And it's appalling, the degree of enslavement that we're seeing here, masquerading as the divine moral authority of the world. And I agree, it has to stop.
What I see about this particular incident in 1967 and the royal family in Britain is that it's been on the in the media for several years now, but mm-hmm. none of these children who are now adults have come forward. They know, the people involved must know they were Native American children, you know, the Indians.
Well, you know, I've got a comment here in the chat room here that apparently this scandal with the maltreatment of unmarried mothers and their children is now touching the Anglican and Episcopal churches, and similar stories with the Methodists. In fact, I was having this discussion with my wife the other day where she said, well, you know, that's the Catholics, but, you know, the Methodists don't do that sort of thing. Well, remember the massacre of Sand Creek, where the U.S. troops rode in and just, you know, carved up all these women, children, and old men and decorated themselves with body parts. The commander of that unit was a Methodist minister. And I think we get into a situation where people can convince themselves it's okay to do anything at all as long as they've convinced themselves it's the will of the imaginary playmate up in the sky. And it is a huge, shocking scandal. I see it as far worse than the ongoing pedophilia and the cover-up, and now it looks like there's been a cover-up here as well. And, boy, I don't envy Pope Francis one bit. He's got his work cut out for him. John, we're going to let you go. I want to get one – bye-bye. We want to let one more call before the commercial break. Ron in Texas. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ron, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Ron. And getting on back to the economic news – as you're probably already aware, there's this big stink about General Motors, a.k.a. Government Motors, after all the taxpayer bailouts that were used to keep them afloat and putting out products that apparently are not very good. And apparently General Motors' own internal investigation into this ignition switch problem has led to the firing of 15 employees. And basically GM is saying, yeah, there was a consistent pattern of incompetence throughout the development of this product. Well, that's a failure of management. I'm sure the people who got fired were all low-level people. But your job as a manager is to watch these people and make sure they're doing the job they ought to be doing. And the specific nature of the failure in this ignition switch, that the little detente that was supposed to hold the key in various positions was simply too short. That's a design problem, and it should have been caught long before it ever went to manufacture. We know that GM was aware there was a problem, didn't want to spend the money to fix it. 13 dead, possibly more than that. They're still trying to dig that one out. Now, this raises an interesting question. We have now had the Supreme Court declare corporations are people in the Citizens United decision. They're protected by the First Amendment. Well, if corporations are people, it's time to charge General Motors with murder and sentence General Motors to death, okay? Because we're looking at involuntary manslaughter. At the very least, General Motors ought to be suspended for 20 years, the effect of a jail sentence. So if corporations want to be people, it's time for them to start accepting the responsibilities that go with being people. And that means when you commit a crime that kills people, you have to be punished for it. Not fine, not wrist slap. I'm talking about the corporation itself. Either blocked from business for however long the equivalent jail sentence would be, or sentenced to death, which means you decorporatize it. You carve it up and sell the assets here. All righty. Speaking of carving up, over this last weekend, along with the anniversary of D-Day, which everybody was making a big deal about, was also the anniversary of the assassination of Robert Kennedy, which didn't really get a whole heck of a lot of mention anywhere on the corporate media. But as it turns out, story over in Blacklisted News, apparently information has surfaced that President Lyndon Johnson blocked an Air Force plane that was going to bring the top brain surgeon in the country from Boston to L.A. to try and treat Robert Kennedy. And Johnson canceled that Air Force flight. All right, so we're going to take a break here, and we will be right back.
You know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm already getting emails asking me what kind of an uninterruptible power supply I had, and it is an APC XS 1500. I've only had it for 2 years. And today when the power went off, it failed to keep my computer running. We have another unit in my wife's office. That one, for some reason, did work, and her computer stayed up. But I'm going to be on my way down to the Office Depot to buy a new unit after the show today. We're going to go to the phones. Ron in Texas is back. Ron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are you doing today?
Well, I've had better days.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. I've been hearing a lot about this. I've done a lot of research, but I cannot find out what the impact it looks like it's going to impact us on. That H.R. Bill 2874 that passed 2 years ago that goes into effect July 1st, what do you think will happen when it goes into effect? Will it be a slow impact, or will it all of a sudden that day just hit hard?
That's kind of hard to guess, because I know the government is desperate to start grabbing resources and assets. On the other hand, they have to understand if they do anything too abrupt or draconian, it's going to call attention to itself and could possibly trigger the American people getting very upset. Now, if I recall correctly, this is the bill regarding the 401ks, where they're wanting people to liquidate them and buy special government treasury bonds. And, of course, it's complete and utter nonsense. The treasury bonds, the reality is they're worthless. There's a treasury bond bubble. They have printed more treasury bonds than can ever be redeemed, no matter how many Americans, give everything they've got to the government. The money to redeem those bonds is not there. The tax revenues are not there. And I have to wonder at the thinking where they're overselling the treasury bonds at the same time they're driving wages and salaries down, which means they're cutting their own throats with regard to the tax revenues.
Well, they hid this bill in work bill. They had it hid back in the back of it. It was a work, something to do with the work, and then it's coming in and helping people in the communities.
Well, again, I know that I think it's July 1st is the deadline, or the starting point where it's going to start the conversion. But if they just notify everybody with a 401k at the same time, they're going to have a lot of angry people in this country.
Yeah. Can they go in and still take your, I heard it even affects your IRAs too. They can come in and they can just say
at
it's
this point, the at this point, if your money is in some kind of a bank account or anywhere connected on the computer network, the government has already decided in the event of a national emergency, they can grab everything. They've even passed a law saying they can go into your safety deposit box and confiscate anything that's being held there to save the banks and save the economy, which it won't do. It'll only prolong, delay the inevitable outcome. But, yeah, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that's where we are right now.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, you got it. All righty, now then, article over at lewrockwell.com going into depth about how and why the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change demonized carbon dioxide with what is now obviously known to be fraudulent manufactured information. And basically the idea is the New World Order and the global government wants the more developed nations to slow down so the undeveloped nations can catch up. And the way that you slow that down is you either cut off the fuel supply or you curtail the exhausts. And they knew cutting off the fuel supplies were going to anger the population. So they said, oh, the exhausts are bad. You must voluntarily reduce your CO2 emissions, forgetting that most carbon dioxide comes from the ocean, volcanoes, things like that. The human contribution is very, very tiny indeed. But that's one of the reasons carbon dioxide was demonized, to link to human activity, to say you must slow down your activity for the global good, meaning less for you and more for the money junkies here. And by the way, it did snow over this last weekend in New Mexico. So then, anyway, over in North Carolina, we mentioned this before, but apparently it's moving forward rapidly. State senators in North Carolina are introducing a bill that will restrict information about the chemicals used for fracking. Now, the available information so far is these are highly toxic concoctions. There is reason to suspect that many businesses with toxic waste disposal problems are going to the fracking companies and saying, we will give you X number of dollars if you will take this toxic waste product we can't get rid of anywhere else and pump it down into the ground. And the fracking companies are doing it. People are beginning to be very concerned about this toxic waste products winding up in their water supply And so apparently North Carolina's solution is to now say that the fracking companies can keep what they're pumping into the ground completely secret, and anybody who releases that information can be prosecuted. Talk about total fascist dictatorship in operation. Another story coming out of Russia today. Apparently, there is a growing problem with methane and other toxic chemicals in the tap water in Texas linked to fracking. Now, if you've seen the documentaries on that, there are many places in this country right now where if you turn on your tap and you hold a lighter to the water coming out, it will burst into flame from all the methane bubbles in there. Another story over at 21st Century Wire. You remember a while back they had this 4-mile-long mudslide in Colorado. Well, apparently that may not be what happened, because apparently the witnesses on the scene are saying there's no actual mud. It's something happened to burst the ground and slide it down the mountain. And that location where that happened is the only fracking location in the area. And coincidentally, they have this huge ground displacement. Now, methane eruptions are an absolute scientific fact. They've had methane eruptions on the ocean floor that will swallow oil platforms. Methane eruptions on the floor of the Caribbean are thought to explain many of the strange effects attributed to the Bermuda Triangle. And methane eruptions can happen on the surface as well. This appears to have been one of them that was triggered by the fracking operation. Another article over at CBC. Antidepressant drugs may not be the best treatment. Gee, you think? And I shouldn't be sarcastic. I'm absolutely delighted. The corporate media is finally taking a look at this. And this article is talking about all these medications, Zoloft, Prozac, and Paxil, which we know are linked to episodes of extreme violence. The theory of operation of these SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, is serotonin is what makes you feel happy. And if you have a serotonin deficiency, you feel depressed. And so these medications block the reabsorption of serotonin in your brain so that you will have more of it and you'll be a happy little mushroom. But apparently new research is showing that these SSRIs, in addition to blocking the reuptake of serotonin, are inhibiting the brain's ability to make more of it. In fact, on that chemical basis alone, these medications are causing more depression than they cure, which is what we're seeing in all of these stories over at SSRIstories.com. But we live in an age where corporations are allowed to sell us anything that they want to, as long as it's making huge amounts of money. Government gets a piece of the action, and when the damage and harm comes out, well, you know, we'll pay off a few settlements, and that will be that. And it's just a cost of doing business. And they absolutely do not see the lives that they ruin, the harm that they cause. Because, hey, if this product is making these people sick, it's another opportunity for profit. We'll sell them a pill to make things a little bit better. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. I know we've got a caller on the line. We're going to have to keep you through the commercial break and more about science and health and medicine when we come back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Jeff in Colorado. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just going to say, this. You was talking about that landslide up there around Colburn. There is massive amounts of oil drilling and fracking going on up in that neighborhood.
Yes.
But there's also, that's a natural occurrence as, you know, I've seen massive landslides. I've seen landslides that make that one look teeny.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's just from the snow melting and running into the ground. And at a certain point, there's a certain point of lubrication that's reached in the soils, and gravity takes over, and down it goes.
Yeah, but with the fracking operations, they're pumping lubrication down into the soil and the rock, and the reason it's legitimate to ask if there's a link here is because all across the United States of America, in areas where fracking is taking place and there is no prior history of seismic activity, they're now starting to get these clusters of very small earthquakes, including the one that damaged the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. So we don't know what caused it, but there, it's legitimate to ask, is this fracking causing this damage? All the more so because you've got the toxic chemical problem getting into the water supply, the methane getting in there, and now on top of it all, they're admitting that they're not going to get the oil and gas out of these fracking wells that they thought they were. They had to revise downward the estimated harvest in California by 96%, and nationwide, it's already down one-third. So we're getting all the downside of this fracking technology, and we're not getting the upside return that everybody says justifies it all. So thanks an awful lot, Jeff. We're going to let you go here. We're getting close to the end of the show. Now, getting on back to this pharmaceutical stuff here, and it gets worse and worse and worse in terms of what we're being sold. Now, you've probably heard about Vioxx. This was Merck Pharmaceuticals' so-called super aspirin, and about 10 years ago, it was pulled off the market because it was proven to double the risk of heart attacks and strokes, and they had a big ad campaign with celebrities like Dorothy Hamill and Bruce Jenner, and was used by 20 million patients. And estimates of the number of heart attacks caused by Vioxx range up to 140,000. And the Vioxx scandal made Merck the poster child for deceptive marketing because the cardiovascular risk was known but withheld from the FDA. And then in 2010, Merck had to compensate 20,000 heart attack and 12,000 stroke plaintiffs out of a $4.85 billion settlement fund. But that was just small change compared to how many billions they made selling this stuff. Now, apparently, Merck is being hauled back into court because apparently Vioxx also interferes with the healing of bone injuries, including during spinal surgery, according to a new report, and apparently Merck knew about that problem and also withheld that information. Whatever happened to, first of all, do no harm? And I know that Hippocrates himself didn't say that in the Hippocratic Oath, but it's always been a founding principle of medical care. First of all, do no harm. Down in Western Australia, there's been a major lawsuit regarding Fluvax. And apparently there was this young girl, Saba Button, was 11 months old when she received the Fluvax shot. She suffered hypoxic brain damage, kidney, liver, and bone marrow failure. She can't walk, and now she needs permanent round-the-clock care. And the parents sued, and they got a settlement to take care of their little girl again. And there are two issues here. One is the recklessness with which these products are rushed to market. And this business model that says we're going to make $1 trillion selling this, and then out of that we'll pay a few billion for the people who got hurt. And it's a very, very callous attitude. And the other one, and this especially gets into the area of the prescription psychiatric medication, the idea that a one-size-fits-all approach is going to work. And it doesn't. All of our chemistries are just slightly different. Genetically, environmentally, based on our diet, our chemistries in our bodies and in our brains are just slightly different from one to the other. We know that some people will take SSRIs and not suffer any harm, not go postal. But enough of them do where it's an issue. Apparently, even an anti-vaxxer got onto The Daily Show, Jon Stewart's Daily Show. And the show sort of was spinning that there, you know, people who are concerned about vaccines are being silly, but at least it's getting network coverage here. Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about losing weight. I'm still trying to lose a little more weight here. And people like to use these artificial sweeteners, which are chemicals that fool your body into thinking that it's something sweet, but it's something completely different. Apparently, Truvia, and this is according to an article coming out of Natural News, somebody did a study where they fed Truvia to fruit flies, and the fruit flies died in less than a week. Now, the actual artificial sweetener in Truvia, erythritol, is derived from GMO technology. And apparently, it's absolutely lethal to the fruit flies. And I know we don't want fruit flies around our kitchen eating stuff, but at the same time, they're saying, sure, go on. You know, eat this GMO corn. It's designed to explode the stomach of insects who are eating it, but it's going to be okay for you. Another article about from RIF.com where they're talking about Monsanto, Syngenta, Pioneer are using political co-option and corruption to basically force GMO into Europe. Now, a lot of these European countries don't allow GMO or they require GMO labeling. Hungary banned GMO, burned the fields down to get rid of that pollen. But Monsanto's attitude is, we don't care if you, the customers, want this or not. By golly, we're going to make sure that you will buy it and you won't have any other alternative choices. And it's just openly, the governments are openly for sale, especially here in the United States since that Supreme Court decision that says there's no limits to how much corporations can spend to buy the politicians. You know, the no bidding ceiling, that's the highest bidder gets everything. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is a very bizarre story. Came out of Cheese Underground, and it sort of caught my attention because I like cheeses, well-made cheeses. You know, not the. In fact, I was noticing on that Fox News thing where they were talking about Taco Bell's new burritos. They actually had to say, you know, this burrito is held together with a cheese-flavored product. They couldn't even say that that was real cheese. But for those who like really well-made natural cheeses, what are called artisan cheeses, the FDA has just come out and said that cheeses may no longer be aged on wooden boards, which, by the way, is pretty much how cheeses have been aged as long as cheesemaking has been in existence. But the FDA has decided, no, this is not clean and hygienic. You won't use wooden boards anymore. You will buy these sterilized steel shelves from our friends who are great political contributors here. And we live in an age right now where government employees and agencies understand that the more ways they find to annoy the American people, the longer they'll keep their jobs, the more bonuses and raises they'll get. They're not thinking what's good for the population. They're thinking of coming up with something that justifies their continued employment in these harsh economic times. And some of it gets to be pretty darn silly. We have bigger problems in this country that need to be dealt with than what kind of shelf an aged cheese is put on, especially when you consider these aged cheeses are wrapped in these wax and cloth bundles. So it doesn't matter really what they're sitting on. Apparently, there's been a release. This was reported in The Guardian. The investigation into the Gulf oil disaster in 2010 found failures, poor testing, and ongoing risks, which are continuing today to the present. They haven't learned a lesson from what happened. Remember, at the time of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the manual blowout preventer on that rig was 4 years overdue for its required maintenance, and the Minerals Management Service, the U.S. government agency that's supposed to keep an eye on that sort of thing, was just looking the other way. They were all buddy-buddy, acting like they're there to support the industry rather than to make sure the industry doesn't cause harm. And we see that with so many agencies that we're told are here to protect the American people, and we find out they're there protecting corporate profitability. That is fascism. We got to take a break for a commercial. Back with our last segment of the show after these few words.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has declared that NATO does not recognize the South Ossetia election results. Apparently, yesterday they had an election for their parliament. And Rasmussen and NATO saying, absolutely not here. Now, Abkhazia and South Ossetia broke away from Georgia as independent states. Moscow officially recognizes their independence as of August 2008, following Georgia's military aggression against Saakashvili. And apparently, because they're voting their own parliament, NATO says, absolutely no, you will belong to Georgia. We're going to weld you back on there. And we're seeing this very alarming pattern coming out from the European, NATO, American leadership. where elections that give them what they want are legitimate and democracy, and elections that go against what they want are declared absolutely invalid and obviously fraudulent, and nobody should pay any attention to them. Like the recent European Union Parliament elections, which were a hammer blow against the globalists, and showed that Euroscepticism is very much on the rise in Europe. Well, no, you can't vote yourself out of the European Union. We worked too hard to enslave you to that. You know, and El Sisi's election in Egypt, which had very low turnout, and he'd outlawed his opposition. That's democracy in action. Syria's Assad won re-election with overwhelming turnout, people just waiting in line for hours to vote him back into power. Oh, no, that's a farce. That's illegitimate here. Kiev's elections, absolute outright fraud on display for everybody to see. And I have to wonder, do these people who are out there making these declarations that this election that we like is legit and this other election that we don't like is not legit, do they not realize how obvious they are with these declarations? And to be very honest, what business is it of NATO? What's going on in Ossetia in terms of the election? Ossetia isn't a member of NATO. Ukraine isn't a member of NATO. They're rushing to try and get the paperwork caught up, but NATO does not have any business being in Ukraine. Certainly not to snarl and sneer at Russia. They're not even playing by their own rules anymore. It's just, we've got to grab this and we've got to grab that and we've got to re-enslave these people and we've got to bring the Eastern Ukraine back in to pay their debts to the European Central Bank. There's almost a hysterical, frenetic frenzy about current events. It's almost like I'm reminded of that scene from the James Bond film Dr. No at the very end, where Dr. No is slowly sinking into the nuclear reactor, and because of his metal hands, he can't grab, and you just see him clawing at the metal as he goes on down. And it looks to me that's a perfect visual metaphor for the private central bankers, the U.S. government, NATO, the European Union. They feel themselves sinking, and they're just grabbing and grasping, trying to keep from going and sinking any further, and it's not going to reverse the trend. Alrighty, let's see. Apparently there's been a big volcano up in Alaska that has erupted. This is apparently it's a stratovolcano, very steep cone. It's out there in the Aleutian Islands. It's right on the edge of the ocean. If it were to lose a significant chunk of its mass into the ocean, the way Mount St. Helens blew part of itself off, we'd probably get some tsunamis. We're getting a continuation of a lot of small quakes down on the Big Island, and they're reaching out further and further from the area normally associated with seismic activity down there by Kilauea Crater. Now, just when you thought corporate media could not go any deeper into the cesspool of really bad reality show ideas, apparently, and this is being reported by the Daily Mail in Great Britain, there's a new U.S. reality show that films women giving birth in the wild with no help from doctors. I don't think so. I mean, the possibility that the women and the babies could suffer harm from this. And I understand the attraction of the reality shows. They're very inexpensive to produce. And for some reason, they do have a following. I don't understand it. There's all these Real Housewives of whatever about these pampered, privileged women, you know, moaning and complaining about, you know, oh, the hairstyle didn't come out the way I wanted it. Lifestyles of the rich and vapid. But it is rather, I think it's a reflection of the deterioration of our society that this is what we're putting on TV right now. It really, really is. Alrighty, apparently Barack Obama has decided to continue the cap on student loan repayment, limiting it to 10% of the student's income, which is a partial step and a stopgap, except, of course, they're still accruing interest on the unpaid balance, which means in the long run they're going to wind up paying even more to the bankers. But I think somebody needs to ask, first of all, why college costs grew completely out of proportion with the rate of inflation to the point where everybody going to college had to go into debt. Was it another one of these mechanisms that they come up with to find new borrowers to keep that Ponzi scheme central bank going? It certainly looks like it. Looking at that thing with the taxicab, again, back during the oil crisis in 1970s, 1980s, carpooling was encouraged, diamond lanes, all of that stuff. And now today, no, you don't carpool. You're depriving a taxi corporation of money. There's an almost desperate quality to everything that's coming out of the government right now. They're just trying to find another penny somewhere. And the reality is, out here in the heartland of America, we're out of pennies. We're tapped out. You guys got it all. And this whole Federal Reserve system was set up to get all the money in circulation and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And nobody took a moment to plan what they were going to do when they succeeded, when there was no more money out there in circulation, when retail outlets were shutting down, workers are being let go, everything's in complete free fall. Well, they've got all the money. Why isn't it working? Because for an economy to function, currency has to flow at all levels freely and into all necessary sectors of investment. And when you pile it all up in one big pile over Wall Street in Washington, D.C., that's not an economy. That's money junkie greed on display. It's not a system any longer. It's just simply a hoard. All right, more fighting eastern Ukraine. They're calling it a war zone now. Heavy artillery being used on these civilians. And it's just going to take one hothead or one false flag going in the wrong direction, and we're going to be in a full-on war with Russia and China, which right now I think the U.S. government wants. A Cold War isn't going to serve their purpose. Europe isn't going along with any more Russian sanctions. More and more countries are dropping the dollar and going with the ruble and the renminbi and the yuan. Because the U.S. dollar has destroyed itself, or more accurately, the money junkies destroyed the dollar with this license to counterfeit over there at the Federal Reserve. This is going to wind up in a real, honest-to-goodness, major, major war, and the wrong people are going to die in it, unless we all agree to stand up and stop it. And how we do that is really very simple. When you're out in public, at the supermarket, at the library, at the sporting events, you just talk to people. And you just say, wow, is it amazing how bad things have gotten? This isn't the United States anymore. They've taken away our First Amendment rights. They're trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. We have the president saying that he has the legal authority to kill Americans without trial anywhere in the world, or throw us in prison without trial, indefinite. The police are brutalizing the American people. There's no money for food for the American people. There's no money to build up our manufacturing, but tons and tons of money going to the war effort. We're in a world war. They don't want to admit it, but we're there. And this country is going to lose this one. And you know something? The bankers who are behind it, they don't care. They don't care which side wins or loses as long as both sides go into debt to those bankers to fight the war and rebuild from the war. That's the scam. All right, there's the music. Time to get out of here. I'm obviously on my way to Office Depot to buy a new uninterruptible power supply. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We may be a little delayed getting our podcasts up because of the power outage earlier today. So until we come back, again, get out there, talk to everybody you know about what you know. When you have the courage to speak out, you will give others the courage to speak out. Head on over to the Republic Broadcasting website. Hit that donate button. As we demonstrated today, our equipment is wearing out and it must be replaced. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.